for all who will call on his name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus be with you. We gather together to celebrate the mystery of Christ Jesus. We call to mind God's mercy, God's forgiveness, God's goodness in each of our lives. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, our help and our guide, make your love the foundation of our lives. And may our love for you express itself in our eagerness to do good for others. Grant this through our Lord Jesus, your Son. He lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the word of God and instruct those who are placed within your care. Children ages 3, 4, 5, and 6, please come and line up behind the children's liturgist.
God's word deep in your heart, hear the word of God.
Reading from the Book of Wisdom. I prayed, and understanding was given me. I called on God, and the Spirit of Wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepters and thrones, and I accounted wealth as nothing in comparison with her. Neither did I liken her to any priceless gem, because all gold is but a little sand in her sight, and silver will be accounted as clay before her. I loved her more than health and beauty, and I chose to have her rather than light, because her radiance never ceases. All good things came to me along with her, and in her hands unaccounted wealth. The word of the Lord.
Oh, seen by your servants, and your glory by their children. May your
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before God, no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. As Jesus was about to set out on a journey, a man approached him and fell on his knees before Jesus. He said, "Good Master, what must I do to gain eternal life?" Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? There is only one who is good, and that is God. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. You shall honor your father and your mother." The man said, "All of this I have done since I was very young." Jesus looked at the man intently, and he loved him. And he said to him, "There is but one thing lacking. Go, sell what you possess, give the money to the poor, and then come, follow me." On hearing this, the man's face fell. He became very sad, and he walked away, because this man had great wealth. Jesus then turned to his disciples and said, "How very difficult it is for one who has great wealth to enter the kingdom of God." His disciples said, "Well then, who can do this?" And Jesus said to them again, "How difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for the camel to pass through the eye of the needle than for a person of great wealth to enter God's kingdom." The disciples said, "Well then, who can be saved?" And Jesus said, "For human beings it is impossible, but nothing is impossible for God." The Gospel of the Lord.